the pardoned turkey, straight from the White House, here to do the intro. Our rooster, we gave him the day off for this Thanksgiving weekend. He got to sleep in and be thankful that Thanksgiving was all about turkeys and not chickens. And we flew in the turkey pardon from the White House just for that gobble.
Man, oh man.
Saturday morning.
I'd like a turkey yawn. Has anybody heard of turkey yawn?
That tryptophan yawn?
That's kind of in the mood I'm in. Holy cow. Good morning, everybody. You wouldn't know it yet, but I'll tell you now, you're listening to Rosie on the House. We come every Saturday morning with one goal in mind, to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And on this holiday weekend, we truly hope you have had a fantabulous family experience the last few days. I know we have. Man, it's been special. So we're here, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours. This first hour, of course, we're always going to be focusing in the garden. If you're just sitting there bloated like a big fat tick on a big fat dog laying on your back, you can't hardly even breathe, but you can reach the phone. Give us a call at 1-888-767-4348 and see if you can belch out your question, and if you can, I'm sure we can answer it.
And this Saturday morning, we've got John Eisenhower, guest of our Talking Trees segment. He's come in with a couple special guests today. It's a great time of the year for a lot of things that are tree-related, and including one of our personal favorites, the pecans. But I'm jumping ahead. John, welcome.
Yes, I'm delighted today to introduce a couple of really good old-time friends of mine, Steve Preeb and Donna DeFrancesco. They will introduce themselves. They've got some, you know, long titles that follow their names, but they're really great. They're horticulturists and arborists that I've shared time with and over the past 20 years, and I'm so glad they're here today to help answer some questions. We're going to talk today about benefits of trees. We'll talk a little bit about deciduous trees and shrubs, protecting all your frost-sensitive plants from frost. We have a pomegranate de-seeding or pomegranate seed removal demonstration today. We're going to do live on the air at a later segment, and it's an exciting way to get all those red seeds out of those pomegranates in under 2 minutes.
We're going to time you.
You will. I'm glad. It's going to be good. So anyway, why don't we take a minute right now and introduce Steve and Donna. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Steve, and what brings you in, what brought you into the tree industry, if you will?
Well, that's a good question, John. I didn't anticipate that one, but I've spent a lot of time with my folks on vacations out in camping and climbing trees, and so I was just generally interested in that kind of field with that kind of upbringing, and then getting on into junior college kind of funneled my way into the field, if you will.
Well, when I first met you, you were teaching a tree pruning seminar. And I was really impressed with your knowledge and your experience, and I was really amazed that here was another certified arborist, and I kind of really aspired to be as good as you were back in those days. And now I'm teaching classes myself, and I attribute a bit of that to your inspiration.
Well, thank you, John, and thank you for having us here today. You know, when I got out of college, even with the degree, I didn't know that much about pruning. And my first job out of college was at the Desert Botanical Garden, which is a great place to visit if you haven't been there.
And a great place if you need to burn some calories today.
Yes, oh, yeah. That's right. A nice walk would do that around the Botanical Garden. And that's where I first started learning a little bit about pruning from the other horticulturists there. And then, of course, I became certified and learned a lot more about pruning trees. So I'm glad that I was there, and I continue to be involved with the Arizona Community Tree Council helping to train arborists. So I'm glad that some of that is wearing off on you and hopefully on others.
No, it really inspired a lot of people over the years. And then I was delighted to find that your partner, Donna, also was a certified arborist. Donna, welcome this morning.
Thank you very much. And good morning.
Tell me how you got into the tree industry or arboriculture, if you will.
Sure. I started out working at Maricopa County Flood Control and was overseeing a lot of the tree care at that position. We took care of a lot of the landscaped areas along any of the, like the ACDC Canal and other areas in the city. And so I had to really get myself up to speed and knowledgeable. My degree was in horticulture, but I hadn't become a certified arborist until then. And again, Steve helped me with that too. Steve also was an inspiration for me, and Dr. Shigo, who is known as the father of arboriculture, was a really amazing man too, that was inspirational for understanding tree care.
Yeah, Dr. Shigo influenced a lot of people over the years. Yes.
And something that we've started with every one of Mr. Eisenhower's guests is you have to cover a favorite tree. It could be absolutely your tree of choice. It doesn't even have to be one that grows in the state. But let's start first with the Palo Blanco. Is that whose favorite?
Oh, that's
is that?
My. That's yours? That's my pick. Yes.
Tell me about the Palo Blanco.
The Palo Blanco.
Palo Blanco.
It's an acacia. So it's Acacia willardiana is the genus and species, the scientific name, as we say. And it's just one of my favorites as far as just being kind of that wispy in nature. You know, I'm originally from the New England area, and I loved the birch trees, you know, with that white bark and everything. And that's something that the Palo Blanco is, which if you think about the name, it means white stick. And what I'd love to do is read you a little passage from Mary Irish's book called Gardening in the Desert, because she, when she talks about the bark, here's how she describes it. She says, "The bark is charming. It is white, hence the name, and great sheets of it peel off regularly like the pages of an ancestral scroll revealing the secrets of the bark beneath."
So let me ask you, has anyone ever wrote a book on this bark?
Or taken well, like the bark, we used to with the birch trees?
You could, actually. It's just about paper thin, and it comes off in big sheets.
Yeah, absolutely. It is beautiful. But what's nice is it's a small tree. It's only gets about 20 to 25 foot tall, only about 15 to 20 feet in diameter. It's great for our small yards, for side yards, patio areas, and it's just, it's very graceful. It has kind of a weepy nature and just a really neat little tree. It's native to the Sonoran Desert. You'll see it down in Mexico around the Hermosillo area. And so just a wonderful little tree for our
desert
landscapes.
I knew it had to be a low-use tree if it was
low
your
water
favorite.
Using, yes. Yes, of course, Romy.
Well, Donna, you tell us a little bit about your position now. You're with the City of Mesa.
Yes, at City of Mesa, I'm a conservation specialist there, but I have had the opportunity to work a lot more in our sustainability programming, so we're doing a lot with our Tree City USA designation. We're going on our fifth year of getting our Tree City USA designation, but we've been doing a lot of work with trying to get maintain city trees very efficiently by doing tree inventories, and that's all part of our maintenance plan. But just the benefits of trees for cities is just phenomenal. You know, you can get, for every dollar that a city spends on tree care and maintenance, you can get anywhere from a $4 to $6 benefit in all the things that they provide with, you know, reducing pollution, cooling our cities, providing, you know, less energy usage on buildings and things like that. Of course, they benefit wildlife. They make our just our environment better. You know, they show that crime's reduced, that graffiti's reduced, that office production is up when the people can see trees out their
people
windows.
People are healthier, too.
Yeah.
Live around the trees. People, even recovery at hospitals is improved by people looking out a window at a tree.
Absolutely. So it's just really great to be able to try to work towards those goals at the cities.
And tree number two, Mr. Stephen.
Well, my favorite tree is any tree that's alive and has a nice trunk flare, so I can see that it isn't planted too deeply. But for this discussion, I chose pecan because we have several pecans in our front yard, and they do a great job of shading our house through the summer. And then in the winter, at this time of year, they're starting to lose their leaves, so they'll allow the sun to get through and warm our house, so we get some solar heat gain there.
Now, they're not a low use water tree.
They're not a low water use tree. That is correct. But we live in a flood irrigated neighborhood, so we get our water that's untreated, and so it doesn't go through a processing plant or anything like that. And so it's a good water source that we're using on them, and it has a nice deep soil and deep root system.
And unlike the Palo Blanco, you need space for this. These are very large trees.
They are very Absolutely. Large trees. I've read where they can get like 100 to 150 feet tall, but I think out here and where we don't have as deep a soil, our trees out here are only getting about 60 to 80 feet tall.
On a tree that large, pecans take a couple years to start producing pecans. How many pecans do you get right now?
Oh, my. You know,
Out of three trees? How old are the trees?
Oh, I would estimate them to be about 75 years old.
Okay.
We've never actually counted them, but we collect them in 5 gallon buckets. And so in alternate years, we'll get about five gallon buckets. And in the other years, we get about 3 5-gallon buckets full of pecans.
Now, in addition to the deciduous of shading it in the summertime, leaves fall off and you get the sun coming through, you've got your nut production. Do you ever cut that dead wood out and use it for smoking?
Oh, you bet. Yeah, that's great.
The benefits of a pecan, there's just no waste in it anywhere.
Right. Yeah, and you know, they don't really exfoliate, which means to lose their bark, but you can go out and peel the bark off. And sometimes those little strips are good for soaking in wood and using for smoking.
Good tip. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join the conversation, we're talking trees with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service, special guest Steve Price, and Donna DeFrancesco.